Chattanooga Whiskey will be one of the businesses at tomorrow's Bacon and Beer Festival at the First Tennessee Pavilion in Chattanooga. Tim Pearsant is a co-founder and CEO. Tim, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
So for folks who are new to Chattanooga, such as myself, and just getting familiar with Chattanooga Whiskey, tell a little bit about that story.
So Chattanooga Whiskey was founded in 2011, and it was illegal to distill back then, and so we had to change some laws. And we started the Vote Whiskey campaign shortly after the company was founded, and that ended up lasting about 2 years because the laws did not change until May of 2013. So it was 2 years after that that we established the first distillery in Chattanooga in 100 years, which is the Chattanooga Whiskey Experimental Distillery.
First since Prohibition.
The first since Prohibition. And before Prohibition, Chattanooga was home to more than 30 distilleries in our downtown area. And it was one of the largest distilling communities in North America. And that's what inspired us to bring whiskey back to Chattanooga ultimately. And, of course, we didn't know the battle that was going to, you know, happen. And but it was, you know, I'm glad that it did happen because the community support is what made it so exciting. And I think really created that grassroots effort and inspired us to be trailblazers and to continue trailblazing, which we have done since then. I mean, the Chattanooga Whiskey Experimental Distillery is, you know, arguably the only experimental whiskey distillery in the country where for more than 4 years now we have produced only experimental recipes. And then 2 years after we established that, in 2017, we established our Riverfront headquarters, which is one of the largest craft distilleries in the country. So I think, you know, we're certainly very proud of what we've accomplished. And I think Chattanooga is proud of what we've accomplished, primarily because they were a big part of it, right? I mean, they were the reason that we're here, and they meaning the community.
The struggle to make this happen, enough years have gone by that for a lot of people it seems long ago, but for you and everybody else there at the company, it probably seems just like yesterday.
Not exactly, no. it's funny, you would think that, but each year has come with a new set of challenges, and because of everything that we've had to tackle. I mean, it is, it's been very fun. I wouldn't do anything else in the world, but, starting a business is difficult, and, the ebbs and flows with changing laws, with personnel, you know, co-founder changes, you know, it has presented new challenges, more positive than negative, but this coming October will be 8 years, and, you know, it seems like it's been every bit of that and more. But I'm proud to say that in the last few years, we have accomplished so much. I feel like we've executed on all of our goals. And I feel like the future of Chattanooga Whiskey is extremely bright. And I'm really excited about that.
And all this has unfolded with your company at the same time that there have been so many changes in Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley as a whole. Yeah. And those changes aren't over yet either.
Yeah. No, it's been really cool to just kind of be in the midst of everything, you know, really just the a crazy, cool new evolution of Chattanooga, and really be even centralized from a location perspective in the midst of all that. I mean, we moved in. I mean, in 2015, when we established the experimental distillery in the south side, things were kind of still kind of just getting going on the south side. My wife and I moved into the south side in 2005. So it's been, you know, really cool to be to have lived there and then to have built a business there 10 years after we moved in. Chattanooga is one of those places that it's just got a really cool personality of the city. And I think, you know, we've got kind of a if you build it, they will come mentality. I think it's going to continue to be very craft because of our infrastructure. I think our infrastructure can only handle craft for the most part. And we're just in between some big cities, so it's great for us from a tourist perspective and a lot of our tourism in Chattanooga, where we're centrally located in the southeast, but also being this mountain town, outdoor town, and having a craft feel to it gives people a reason to come here, and it's cool to be a part of it.
How did you get interested in the line of work that you're in now?
I was really inspired, moving into downtown in 2005, was inspiring to want to do something even more. I was in a family business. I worked for my father for 8 years. And
here in this area?
Dalton, Georgia is where the manufacturing plant is, but they live here in Chattanooga, and I was born and raised here in Chattanooga. And so, you know, my dad's an entrepreneur and, you know, and a big supporter of mine. And I think he knew that at some point I was going to do my own thing. But you know, seeing the history of whiskey in Chattanooga and then the potential of, you know, what Chattanooga can provide there's not a lot of the historical local manufacturing's gone, right? So having an opportunity to kind of blaze an old trail new again and bring that back is a really cool experience. And, you know, and then of course the tourism in Chattanooga continues to grow. Chattanooga loves Chattanooga. So, you know, I felt like if we did it the right way, bringing this history back, meaning we really honored tradition, you know, we honored quality, that we would be supported. And we were. And fortunately, here we are 8 years later. And so it was really the history of whiskey and just being inspired by, you know, the movement of Chattanooga and being born and raised here.
And also just where things have gone. If we're talking about whiskey, if we're talking about spirits in the last decade in other parts of the country and around the world.
Yeah. In 2011, we were definitely on the front edge of the boom for sure. I would say the boom didn't really I don't think people felt full impact of the boom until probably 2, 3, maybe even 4 years later, that 2013 to 2015. It's still booming. I mean, you know, bourbon is still growing at nearly 10%. A year, and there's millions and millions of cases, you know, countrywide. And so Chattanooga whiskey was ahead of that curve. But, you know, one thing that we have been very intentional about is authenticity, transparency, and quality. And I think all three of those things have become more and more important to consumers. Each year, people crave more authenticity and more transparency and more quality because everybody's so heavily marketed to all the time.
People can tell.
Absolutely. I mean, especially now with the level of marketing that's hitting you every single second you're on your phone, mm-hmm. right? So I think we've done that well. Of course, we started called Chattanooga whiskey made in Indiana, right? So if anybody can speak to it, I feel like we can. And in that whole time, we've said that, listen, we're creating a movement and this is a mission to bring it back. And someday we will make it here again. So we didn't hide that. And anyways, it's cool to be able to now be where we are, see where the industry is, and see that consumers, you know, as our industry continues to grow at the rate that it's growing, consumers are also continuing to want more and more authenticity. And now we're in a really good place to be able to provide that.
And those are the ingredients that are essential for being out there in the community, being engaged with the community, weekend after weekend, yep. month after month, especially during the summer when there's this event and there's that event.
Yep.
You're out there and you need to be out there.
Right. Yep. Yeah, we, you know, we have right at 30 employees now and all very, you know, passionate about what we do and what we make and very passionate about Chattanooga. And, you know, we try to make sure that, you know, we spread the love as much as possible.
What advice would you give to somebody who wants to get into this line of work?
There is no get rich quick. I mean, I would say that. I would say you're going to have to put the work in. I think you're going to have to be well capitalized. And you're not going to be well capitalized unless, you know, you have a strong vision and a strong backbone and you care about people, which I think even today, speaking of transparency and authenticity, people read people pretty well. And if you don't care about your employees or your shareholders, and really all you want is money and you want it fast, I think you're going to fail. And so this applies. It's not just what we do. This applies to all businesses. You know, I think you have to be honest. You have to have integrity and you got to have a good business plan. And I think if you have to have a niche. you know, you have to be differentiated. And that's been something that we've been very intentional about, is being differentiated. We've been selling a traditional bourbon whiskey for in our company's history. And when we founded the experimental distillery, we decided not to just make one recipe. We decided to make dozens, now hundreds of recipes, and utilize hundreds of different malts. In the bourbon world, that's unheard of. And so we were committed to, you know, being unique and being ourselves and wanting to make a name for ourselves in this industry. But, you know, without disparaging tradition, because tradition is a huge part of us. And there's still a lot of traditional elements to what we do. So anyways, I mean, I think carving out a niche is incredibly important, but not doing it just to be different. Like, you really got to be quality and be committed to quality. So, I mean, I don't know, I could go on and on about this.
You and your company have certainly carved out your niche here, and we really appreciate it. Where can people check you out online?
Go to chatwhiskey.com or chattanoogawhiskey.com. Actually, we just recently redid our website, and you can read all about our products. We've got a high level of education now, available on our website. And so if you want to read about our history, or if you want to read about all the different products, and we've had 21 whiskey releases in 22 months.
Wow.
And so there's a lot. If you really want to nerd out, there's a lot to nerd out on. And so go check that out. If you have any questions for us, hit us up at info@chattanoogawhiskey.com. We do tours 7 days a week at the Experimental Distillery. And it's a phenomenal tour. Really, really proud of it. We're one of the top things to do in Chattanooga on TripAdvisor and Yelp and all of the review sightings. Go check us out there, and hopefully you enjoy the product, and hopefully we can, you know, answer some questions along the way.
Well, Tim, thanks for coming on down, and all the best.
Thank you so much.
Tim Pearsant, co-founder and CEO of Chattanooga Whiskey, which will be at the Bacon and Barrel Festival tomorrow from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the First Tennessee Pavilion in Chattanooga.